What is up, guys? We are back on it with the Glimmer of Hope podcast. Been a minute since we've been getting these out. It's been a crazy couple of weeks for us at Calvary. A bunch of events going on, lifting, moving stuff, and just, man, it's been crazy. But we're getting back in the groove. I'm hoping to get one or two podcasts out this week for you guys. Thank you for waiting patiently. And so, today's topic is E plus A equals O. What does that mean? Well, we'll get to that. But first, let's pray. Let's get into it. Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you for this day you've given us. And you call us your own, Father God. Lord, we pray that you would just speak to us through this little lesson. I pray that it would just help us just understand how we should live, how we should act, Father. And Lord, we pray that you would just help us to use this in our life, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God. Just let me pray. Amen. All right, guys. E plus A equals O. This means the event plus the attitude equals the outcome. So in life, there are hard times, right? Life is hard. Life is tough. There are trials and pains that come for everybody. You can't escape it. It comes for everybody. Death, bills, sickness, you name it. Life gets hard. Life is hard at times. And we call these times season. In life, you have good seasons and you have bad seasons. You cannot choose your seasons. You don't get to choose a season that you're living in. Some people think that, oh, I'm choosing to live this season. No, you don't have a choice in the seasons that come in life because God's in control of that. He allows the trials. He allows the hard times to grow us, to grow our faith. And so you can't choose your season. You can't choose the things that happen around you. All right, so the seasons is E, the events plus A. To seasons, there's always an attitude towards them or a reaction towards them. You can't choose your season, but you can choose your attitude, or you can choose the way you react. You can always choose your attitude in this season. So in life, what you think determines how you feel. How you feel determines how you act. You can't change things around you, but you can change your attitude about it. So what should our attitude be like in times of trials and tribulations, in times of pain and heartache, in times of you don't know what's going to happen? What should our attitude or reaction be like in those times? Well, I think our default attitude every day or every morning you wake up, your default attitude should be Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20 says, my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think. Our default attitude should be, my God is able. My God is able. My God's able to change my thoughts. My God is able to change my circumstances. My God is able to change my heart. My God is able to change my season. My God is able. People like to sit around and complain and worry about these things. But what does that do for you? It does nothing. It does nothing for you. You can't sit there and complain and sulk in whatever's going on because nothing will change. You can't change that if you just sit there and complain and complain and complain. And worrying gets you nothing besides stress. And God tells us, don't be anxious for anything. Be anxious for nothing. When life gets tough, you have to change your attitude to, I know it's hard. I know this is trying right now, but my God is able and I am willing to be used by him in this trial. I'm willing to learn the lesson that this trial is going to bring in my life. And I am willing to do my part to make the most out of this time. That should be our attitude. Not sitting there and complaining and whining about things. Because that never gets anything done. But like David in Psalms, right? I walk through the valley of shadow of death. David didn't sit there in the dark in the valley of death. He didn't sit there and complain. He says, I walk through the valley. Why? Because his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He walked through hell. He walked through pain. He walked through death because he was following after Jesus. He could have sat there and complained and sulked, but instead he put his eyes and his focus on Jesus, on the one who can change his circumstances. When you change your mindset and get the focus off the problem and onto Jesus who fixes the problems, then you can get things done. Then life will get better. Most of the time, people would rather complain and not make moves. That's not good. Complaining and worrying just adds stress, and that's not what you're called to do. Stop that. The Bible tells you, again, don't be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. What's nothing? Not a single thing. Stop being anxious over small things. God is in control. Focus on Him. Change your attitude and walk through this valley with Jesus. And then the trials will get easier. Not because you're strong, but because God is strong. And God's strong in you. That's it for this message. Hopefully you guys are blessed by it. Hopefully it changed the way you think about trials and seasons. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for a short time, Lord, just hearing this message. Lord, we pray that you were glorified, Father God. And we pray that this message would change the way we feel about seasons, Lord, and change the way we react to seasons that you bring in our lives. And we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy, Father. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Remember, guys, you can reach me at hoperising777@gmail.com. If you want a specific topic touched on, or you just want to say, hi, what's up, brother? You know, I'm down for whatever. Until next time, guys, hope you have a blessed week. Remember, E plus A equals O, the event plus the attitude equals the outcome.